Thank you for the introduction. Beautiful Joy and beautiful Christine.
这个谢谢这个刚才这么美好的介绍。
Anyway, the topic for this morning is why are we here?
今天早上我们分享的主题是为什么我们在这里。
Why are we here?
我们为什么在这里？
A student might say to study.
可能一个学生会说，到这里来学习。
A faculty might say to teach.
一个老师会说在这里教书。
A staff might say to work.
一位同工可能会说我们在这里工作。
So, but why are we here?
但是我们到底在这里干什么呢？
Well, let's listen to a story first.
那我们来一起听一个故事先。
This is true to life story. There was a photojournalist named Marcos Halevy.
这是一个真实的一个故事。这个有个这个摄影记者，他的名字叫 Halevy。
Now he had been given an assignment by the newspaper company that he worked for.
那他被他所工作的报社差派到一个地方。
And his assignment was to go out to Plum Island and to photograph a coastal storm that was coming in.
他被派到一个小岛上去拍摄一个即将到来的一个风暴。
So he went to the beach in Plum Island to take photos.
所以他去到那个岛上去拍摄照片。
As he stood there, he noticed a woman holding a bottle of beer in her hand.
但是他去到那边的时候，他发现在一个岸边的话，有一个女人就是拿着一瓶的啤酒。
So he took a picture of the woman.
所以他就拍到了这一张这个女人的这个照片。
All of a sudden, a wave came in and knocked the woman off her feet.
突然之间一个大的风暴扑上岸来，然后把她打下去。
So the woman fell down on the sand.
所以这个女人就跌到的这个这个沙滩的旁边。
The photojournalist wondered if he should save the woman.
这个报社的这个像报社的记者就当时在想，他是不是应当去救这个女人
？He decided to just continue taking pictures.
然后他就决定继续拍摄他的照片。
Anyway, he reasoned, "I'm here to take photos, not to save a woman who fell down on the sand."
因为他自己心里想说，不管怎么样，我是被派到这里拍摄照片的，而不是去救这个女人的。
About 20 seconds later, he saw two men around 100 feet away running towards the woman.
但是不久之后，他看到他旁边不远的地方有两个人，就是跑向这个女人。
Again, the photojournalist took pictures.
同时这个摄像记者就一直在拍照片。
But as one of the men was trying to grab the hand of the woman,
但是当其中的跑向过去的一个人想试着去抓到这个女人的手的时候呢，
a giant wave 20 feet high came in.
一个巨浪扑过来了。
The wave took the woman and washed her out to the sea.
就把那个女人带走了。
And she was nowhere to be found.
所以她就消失了，无影无踪了。
In an interview, the photojournalist said that those 20 seconds that he hesitated continued to haunt him.
之后这个报社记者也承认，就是说那样的一个图片之后会不断的缠绕在他的脑海当中。
Because he had the choice to make to just continue taking pictures or to save the woman.
因为他当时有一个决定，是不是可以继续不断的拍摄照片，还是可以去救这个女人。
Now today, the issue that we now face are not different from what happened there.
我想今天我们所面对的问题跟这个报社记者并没有太大的一个差别。
Because all around us, we see people who need a savior or who need forgiveness for their sins.
因为我们都看见我们旁边的人都需要救主，也都需要罪的赦免。
And we are faced with a choice: Are we too busy to study, to teach, or to work?
我们也这个面对这样的选择，就是是不是一直这个忙碌于这个学习和教导当中
，or are we willing to do something to save them？
或者说，我们可以愿意去做一些不同的东西去帮助其他的人。
The passage this morning tells us to do something to save them。
今天早上这些我们所读的经文告诉我们，就是说，我们可以做一些东西去拯救他人。
Now in Matthew 9:35-38, some scholars would say that this is a hinge passage.
在今天早上我们读的 这段经文当中，有些学者把它称之为转节性的经文。
Well, because this passage holds Jesus' ministry and the disciples' ministry together.
因为这段经文把耶稣的事工和门徒的事工把它联系在一起了。
So, because up to Matthew 9:34, it's been talking about Jesus ministering in power.
因为到九章三十四节为止，一直在讲到耶稣大能的事工。
It talks about Jesus healing diseases and calming the storm.
讲到耶稣这个医治那些的病人，并且他如何的平静风浪。
It also talks about Jesus resurrecting a girl, a young girl from the dead.
当同样也讲到耶稣是如何使一个死了的女人从死里复活。
And the mute are speaking again.
这里我们再一次看到。
So in Matthew 9:33, it says there, the crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel."
那在九章第三十三节的话，也有人开始这个说到说，在以色列当中从来没有人见过这样的事。
How about in the Philippines? Have you seen a dead girl rise from the dead?
当然，他们是因为看到了，因为没有谁看到有人从死里复活，对吗
？How about in China?
在中国有吗
？So nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel, in the Philippines, or in China.
所以像这样的事，不论是在以色列、在菲律宾或者在中国，都没有见过。
But something happened after today's passage.
但是在这段经文之后，也有些事情发生。
It says that Jesus started giving his disciples the authority to drive out demons, to heal disease and sickness.
那就是在第十章的第一节讲到说，耶稣给他们权柄去赶逐这个污鬼，并且医治各样的病症。
So Jesus makes the switch from personally teaching and healing.To commissioning his disciples to teach and to heal.
所以在这节经文当中的转折点，就是耶稣从他自己的事工当中转折到他不断教导，而且差遣他的门徒去参与各样的事工。
So in this passage, we can see why Jesus was here.
所以我们在这节经文当中，我们首先我们看到耶稣为什么在这里。
And maybe we can also learn why are we here.
或者我们也许需要去思考，就是说我们为什么在这里。
First, we can see that Jesus was here.To save the lost.
首先第一点，我们看到就是耶稣在这里是要拯救那些失丧的人。
So it says there that as Jesus was traveling, he was doing three things.
在这个三十五节讲到说，当耶稣在走遍各城各乡的时候，他在各个地方教训人。
小小，Sarah, can you tell me?What are three things that Jesus was doing as he went through the towns and villages?
你可以描述一下，就是耶稣在这些城镇当中做了哪三件事情吗
？Yes, she said to teach, to proclaim the good news, and to heal also.
没错，就是刚才所提到的这个教训、宣讲以及医治。
So the next question is.We'll just ask someone else. Okay.
也许让我再问另外一个人。
Why did not Jesus bring about world peace or solve world hunger instead?
或者说，耶稣在这里为什么不是带给世界和平，或者是解决这个世界的饥饿的问题呢
？Aren't these more important than what Jesus did when he was here?
难道这里所提到这些事情不会比耶稣刚才所提到这些事情更重要吗？就是世界的和平和有关于饥饿的问题。
Well, it's because what Jesus did when he was here has far-reaching consequences than just world peace or ending world hunger.
我想就是耶稣在这里所做的事情，他所产生的影响力是远远胜过于在这里提到的不论是和平还是饥饿的问题。
Because what Jesus did was to save us from eternal punishment in hell.
因为耶稣所做的是拯救我们脱离永恒的审判。
Let's suppose that Jesus really did came and then he brought about world peace and end world hunger.
那我们假设说，耶稣他真正做成了这个世界的和平，而且真正把世界的饥饿的问题也解决了。
We will still be alienated from God, and we will still be heading towards hell.
如果我们依然是与神隔离，然后我们依然是朝向地狱的话
，because so what Jesus did is more important than solving.World peace, solving world hunger, or bringing world peace.
所以我想说的是，耶稣在这里这段经文当中所做的事情，是远远它的意义是超过这些和平和饥饿的问题。
So maybe we can ask ourselves, Does what we do right now have eternal consequences also?
所以有一些我们可以问一下自己，我们现在所做的事情是不是有永恒的影响力呢？
Well, verse 36 tells us the reason or the motivation why Jesus teach, proclaimed, and healed.
那第二三四节当中，我们可以看见耶稣为什么这个教训、宣讲跟医治的那个动机和原因是什么
？It tells us that he had compassion on the crowds.
那第三十六节说他怜悯这些的众人。
Now the word compassion in Greek, could mean to be moved to your bowels.
这个在希腊文当中，这个怜悯这个词可以说感动到一个地步，以至于感动到肺腑。
In English or Chinese, we usually say touch the heart.
或者是说，我们在英文当中翻译说，这个心被感动了。
But in the Greek, they say the bowels, the splanchnitsomai.
所以在希腊文当中可以说感动到肠子。
So it's saying that Jesus is deeply moved.
所以在这里可以看到的是，就是说耶稣的确是被很深的被触动了。
And what is he deeply moved by?
那耶稣到底被什么东西所触动呢？
Because he saw the crowds like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他看见这些的众人好像羊没有牧人一般。
Maybe we can ask ourselves, what are we deeply moved by?
也许我们可以问一下自己，我们到底被什么东西所触动？
Is it like a basketball game when your team won?
是不是一场这个篮球赛呢？
Or is it like maybe a drama TV series?
或者是什么样的这个最新的追剧呢？
Jesus is deeply moved when he sees people who are spiritually lost.
但是耶稣当他看见人们在属灵当中丧失的时候，他被深深的触动了。
Are we moved deeply when we see people who are spiritually lost?
当我们看见人们在灵魂当中丧失的时候，我们是不是有什么感动呢？
I hope we can learn to become like Jesus who had compassion for the lost.
我盼望我们能够学习像基督那样有怜悯的心肠。
And it says there that Jesus had compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
那在经文当中也讲到说他们如同羊没有牧人一般。
John 10:11 tells us the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
约福音第十章第十一节讲到说，好牧人为羊舍命。
And we know that Jesus did lay down his life for the sheep when he died on the cross for us.
我们也知道说，当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他也的确将自己的命舍了。
How much are we willing to lay down for the lost?
我们有多愿意为这些世上的人而去失去一些什么呢？
Are we too preoccupied with studying or teaching or work that we don't have time for the lost?
或者说我们太过于专注于学习教导和工作，以至于我们没有时间去安排为那些世上的人而预备。
Now, I'm not against studying or teaching or working.
当然，我不是在这里反对学习工这个教导或者是工作。
And I believe we should do our best in our studies, in our teaching, in our work.
实际上，我相信我们应当每一位在不论在学习、在教导、在工作当中竭尽所能。
But sometimes this can make us become like the photojournalist who reasoned that he was there only to take pictures, not to save the woman.
但是我们可能很可能变成刚才所提到的那个摄像记者一样，他自己对自己说，就是说我在这里只是为了拍照片，而不是为了救这个女人。
Are we like the photojournalists who are too focused on what we are doing, study, teach, or work, that we forgot the reason Jesus was here was to save the lost?
或者说我们太过于专注我们自己所做的，不论是学习、教导还是工作，以至于我们忽略了耶稣所教导的，就是去关注这些世上之人的需要。
So Jesus was here to save the lost.
所以耶稣在这里是为了拯救这些世上的人。
But he also wants us to participate in saving the lost.
但是他也想我们盼望我们能够一同参与到这个拯救世上之人的这个工作当中。
So in 37, he says there, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
所以37-38节说。这个要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们要求庄稼的主 打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And what do we usually pray for in the prayer meetings?
我们通常在祷告会当中会为什么事情祷告呢？
A lot of times, maybe we pray for person who are sick. Person who are sick.
许多时候我们可能为那些就是在生病的人祷告。
Sometimes we pray for lost souls. Sometimes, 有时候我们为lost souls 祷告嘛。
有的时候我们为这些世上的灵魂祷告。
But notice that Jesus did not say, pray for the lost. Although I believe we should.
但是注意在这里，耶稣并没有说到说为这些失丧的人祷告。
He said, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field.
是说你们要求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
So the prayer here is not that lost will be saved, but the harvesters would be willing to go out.
所以在这里祷告并不是说那些失丧人可以得救，而是说求主打发他的工人出去。
Because the lost will not be saved if the harvesters are not willing to go out and share the gospel to them.
因为那些失丧人不会被拯救，除非就是有工人被打发出去跟他们分享福音。
Romans 10:14 tells us, "How can they believe in the one on whom they have not heard?" And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
罗马书第十章第十四节讲到说，如果没有如果没有听见，怎么能信呢？如果没有人传给他们，怎么会如果没有人传给他们，他们又怎么能听见呢？
Maybe we can ask ourselves, are we willing to become the harvesters for the Lord?
所以，也许我们可以问自己，我们是不是愿意成为这个收割的工人？
Now, there is a British pastor named Steve Collier. He tells the story of a missionary to Africa.
有一个这个。
British pastor.
有个牧师他在分享一个有关于他去到这个在那边非洲的一个故事。
So according to him, there was a blind elderly woman who was rich with the gospel.
就是他在这里分享到一个就是一个这个失明的一个老年的妇女，她是如何去分享福音的。
Though she was blind, she wanted to share her newfound faith to others.
因为即使虽然他是失明的，但是他想把这个信仰分享给其他的人。
So she went to the missionary and asked a copy of the Bible in French.
所以他去到那个宣教士那里，然后向他要了一本这个法语的圣经。
So when the woman got the Bible, she asked the missionary to underline John 3:16.
所以当这个女人拿到这本圣经之后，她请这个宣教士在约翰福音第三章十六节下面画上了一条横线。
Now the missionary was wondering why would the woman want a Bible? She can't read. She's blind.
那个宣教士也在想，这个失明的女人到底想要一本圣经干什么？因为她失明，她也根本没办法读。
But the missionary underlined John 3:16 and then bookmarked it on the page so that she could find it easily.
所以不论怎样，这个宣教士给她把约翰福音第三章十六节画下，然后给她书签也做了标记。
So he was wondering what would she do with the Bible. So one day he followed her.
所以他还在想，他到底要这本圣经做什么呢？所以有一天他就跟着这个女人。
So in the afternoon, just before the classes end, he found the woman at the entrance of the school.
所以在一个课程，有一个学校的课快结束的时候，他发现这个女人站在这个学校的大门的门口。
So as the boys would come out.He would stop one of the boys.
所以当这些
she would stop one of the boys. Sorry.
当这些孩子从里面这个出来的时候，他会这个叫住其中的一个男孩。
And she would ask if the boy knows how to read French.
所以他会问这个男孩说：“你是不是要读法语？”
If the boy said yes, then she would ask the boy to read John 3:16.
如果那个人回答会的话，那么他就会请他读约翰福音第三章第十六节。
Then she would ask, "Do you know what this means?"
然后他会问他说：“你知道这是什么意思吗？”
And then she would speak to him about Jesus Christ.
然后他会跟他讲论到有关耶稣的事。
According to the missionary, 24 of the school boys that the lady led to the Lord became pastors.
根据这个宣教士的记载，就是这个老年的妇女所分享福音当中的24个孩子，最终成为了这个传道人。
I believe there's no blind person here.
我相信我们当中没有这个失明的人。
But if a blind old woman can share the gospel, I think we have no excuse not to share the gospel.
但是我想如果一个老年的失明的妇女都能够分享福音，我们也没有什么借口不去分享福音。
Some may say, but isn't it that salvation comes from the Lord, not from us sharing the gospel?
有些人也许会说，救恩不是从主来，而不是从我们分享福音而来，对吗？
Indeed, Jesus said that no one can come to God or to the Father except when the Holy Spirit draws him.
也的确，耶稣也提过说，若没有这个圣灵的感动，这个没有人能够来到主的面前。
But we also know and understand that Jesus wants us to be.To take the responsibility to be his harvesters in the field.
但是我想耶稣也盼望我们能够这个负起这个责任，然后成为这些出去收割的工人。
He tells us the great commission to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations.
我们也都熟悉这个大使命，就是要去使万民做主的门徒。
Now we are not responsible to make sure that this person gets saved.
当然我们不需要去负责说这些人是不是一定得救了。
We are just responsible to let them know or let the person know how to be saved.
但是我们有责任去带领这个人，让他们知道说他们当如何得救。
Now somebody once said, success in evangelism is simply sharing Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results.
有这样的一个人说到说，这个在传福音当中的成功，仅仅是靠着圣灵的大人传讲基督，并且把这个结果交托给神。
So maybe we can ask ourselves, are we?Simply sharing Christ to others.
所以也许我们可以问我们自己，我们是不是有单单的向他人传讲基督呢？
Or are we too busy studying, teaching, working in the seminary?
或者说我们只是在关注在神学院当中的学习、教导或者是工作。
Now maybe some would say, the workers in the text does not refer to me.
也许有的人会说，在这经文当中的这个功能并不是指向的是我。
The workers are the evangelists, the missionaries.
因为在那里，在这里的功能一定是这些的这些传福音的人，这些的宣教士。
Is it?
是吗
？If we use Matthew 28, he tells his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations.
如果你读马太福音第二十八章，那个耶稣说，这个你们要去到。去你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So if you think this doesn't apply to us, but Matthew 28 does apply to us.
如果你会说在这里的这个功能不是指向是我的话，但我想马太福音第二十八章当中的确指向的是我们。
Jesus wants us to participate in saving the lost.
耶稣想我们参与到这个拯救失丧之人的事工之中。
And whatever role he has given to us, a student, a faculty, or staff, then he wants us to share the gospel.
所以不管他给我们的是怎么样的一个角色，在一个学校中，不管是学生、老师还是、工人，但是他都希望我们能够有机会去跟别人分享福音。
Now, when I was in high school, that's when I realized that God loves me so much. He sent His Son Jesus to die for my sins.
当我在高中的时候，我意识到上帝如此爱我，以至于上帝差遣他的独生爱子耶稣为我而死。
And so, because of that, I began sharing the gospel to my classmates in high school.
所以因着这个缘故，我也向我的同学去分享福音。
And I even brought some of my classmates to YGC, Youth Gospel Center, and then some of them became believers.
我也把一些人带到我们的教会，然后其中有些人也信主了。
I was involved in a discipleship group.
我也很深的参与到这些门训的施工当中。
Now, after high school, I had to stop schooling to help out in our family business in the province.
这个在学校之后，我也有一段时间这个停下了学业，因为我要在这个省，在我们的家乡的在那边帮助一些的工作。
Now, during that time, my mother was stabbed to death by a robber.
在这期间，我的妈妈被一个强盗刺杀致死。
But God used my mother's death to make me realize that the urgency of sharing the gospel.
但是上帝使用这个事情使我意识到传福音的这个迫切性。
I realize that we do not hold our life in our hands, therefore the more we should share the gospel.
我也意识到说生命不是在我们的掌控之中，所以我们需要更积极的去传扬福音。
Then I went to college in Ateneo, and I continued to share the gospel.
然后之后我去了安特尼奥这个地方，这个大学，我也继续的传扬福音。
And I realized that the classmates change every semester, so the more I should share the gospel.
我意识到我每个学期的这些的同学都在变化当中，所以我需要更加的积极的去传扬福音。
Because you do not know, maybe next sem he's no longer your classmate.
因为可能在下一个学期当中，他可能就不是我的同学了。
And then after that, what happened is, of course, after graduating, I studied in seminary, BSOP.
当然在这毕业之后，我也在这个在非圣学习，我从这里毕业。
Of course, we have practicum where we are told to share the gospel also.
当然我们也有实习，我们在那个时候也会被教导要去传扬福音。
And then I took education units in LaSalle.
然后我也在这个达拉萨大学那边，有一个教育的一个部门，在那边学一些课程。
And I share the gospel in front of the class.
我也在整个这个班级的面前去传这个分享我的信仰。
I have brought several classmates to church also.
我也把几个的同学带到我们的教会。
However, after taking the education units, then I became fully deeply involved in the church.
在那边的学习之后，我也成为这个所谓全职的这个在教会侍奉的工人。
And in the church, you're usually with Christians.
在教会当中，我们通常都是跟基督徒在一起。
And sometimes when you're with Christians, you forgot how to share the gospel to non-Christians.
有的时候，当你与基督徒相处在一起的时候，你就似乎是忘记了如何向这些非基督徒去传扬福音。
And I came to seminary for further studies.
所以之后我就来到神学院，有更多的学习，更深的学习。
Then I began teaching in seminary.
我也后来也在神学院教课。
And I began taking more roles like the student affairs aside from teaching.
当然也除了这个教课之外，我也参与一些学生会的一些的事工。
Now I'm not against seminary, but I believe I have to be honest also.
当然我不是反对这个学校，但是我相信这个我需要诚实。
In many ways, I was more evangelistic when I was not yet in the seminary.
在许多时候，我觉得我不在神学院的时候，我觉得我是更具有传福音的品质。
Yes. I shared the gospel to my classmates in high school.
我在高中的时候就向我的同学去传扬福音。
I shared the gospel to the classmates in college in Ateneo.
在 Ateneo 这个大学的时候，我也向我的朋友传扬福音。
I shared the gospel to my classmates in LaSalle when I took education units.
我在拉萨大学那边的时候，我也向我的朋友传扬福音。
But in BSOP, whom do I share the gospel to?
但是在 BSOP, 我到底向谁去传扬福音呢？
And sometimes when you're so busy,maybe studying, teaching, or working, then we forgot how to share the gospel to others.
有的时候，或者说我们太过专注于学习、教课或工作，以至于我们忘记了如何去向别人去传扬福音。
And when we're always with Christians, our passion for evangelism can slowly decrease.
当我们是一直都似乎是都一直跟基督徒在一起的时候，我们对福音的这个热忱就可能衰减。
Maybe we can ask ourselves, when was the last time that we literally wept for the lost?
也许我们可以问我们自己这样的一个问题，就是你上一次为那些世上的灵魂而哭泣是什么时候呢？
We have maybe around 90 people here, 100.
我想我们在这里差不多有90或者是100人。
How many of us share the gospel to an unbeliever on a weekly basis?
有多少我们当中有多少人会每一周会向未信的人去传扬福音呢？
Thank God, 没啥对吧？ But how about the rest?
我们其他的人呢？
Jesus was here to save the lost.
耶稣在这里是为了要拯救这些世上的人。
Jesus wants us to participate in saving the lost.
耶稣希望我们参与到拯救世上的人当中。
Are we participating in saving the lost?
我们是不是有参与在拯救世上之人的事工之中呢？
Or are we just a group of people that you know, gathers here every Wednesday for chapel service?
或者说我们只是这样一批人，每周三早上这个时间聚集在这里。
Again, I want to emphasize, I'm not against doing your best in your studies, in your teaching, or in your work.
当然，我需要再次强调说，我不是反对大家在你们的学习、教导或是工作当中竭尽所能。
But wouldn't you want to be part of a seminary where everyone is involved in saving the lost? They're like Jesus Christ, who have compassion for the lost.
但是你难道不是想到一个神学院当中，在那里？大家都关注到这些拯救失丧之人的事工，并且对这些失丧之人充满怜悯吗？
So why are we here?
所以我们到底在这里，为什么在这里呢？
Let's remember that Jesus came here to save the lost.
所以让我们来记住说，耶稣在来到我们这里是为了要去拯救这些失丧的人。
And he wants us to participate in saving the lost.
然后他也盼望我们参与到这样一个拯救失丧之人的事工之中。
And we have a choice today, just like the photojournalist.
我想我们也有一个选择要去做，就好像这个摄像记者一样。
We can just take pictures while people drown in their sins.
或者是说，当别人这个跌在海里的时候，我们继续拍照片。
Or we can do something about it and share the gospel to them.
我们可以做一些什么不一样的东西，可以向别人去传扬福音。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you again for your word, reminding us that Jesus came here to save the lost. And help us, Father God, to also have the same compassion that Jesus had. Help us also to really see that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And help us to be willing to be the harvesters for the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.